Back on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350. To call the show, you can tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner, the crew here with you in hour two. We'll hear from Kaylee Page from the K-State women. They fell on Saturday in Ames, Iowa. That's where the men will be tomorrow as the team heads down there tonight. Do want to mention, before we get to Kamau Stokes, you know, really everybody had their moment out of the seven that really played for K-State in the game. Moments. Yep, Barry Brown is one who had two completely different halves, but he had foul trouble early, scoreless in the first half, comes back in the second half, scores 15, and I believe the last 6 points of the game, too, helped make the steal that Dean Wade then got him back the basketball and was really the play that sealed the game. He was the guy that was sort of the closer in that situation for K-State to get that win over West Virginia.
K-State, if you remember right, jumped to a 9-2 lead early on. I believe even though Barry Brown didn't score a point in that stretch, he was the reason in part why they had the 9-2 lead. He picks up his second foul, goes out, and stagnant sets in for a while, and it took a while for K-State to get over it and move on. We were just talking off air that, I believe he is continuing to evolve and get better as a player. But I also think that he is starting to evolve and become more of a centerpiece in terms of leadership and toughness and those kind of things. Kamau, too, for that matter. And it's great to see. Those guys are, 19 games into their sophomore seasons, and they have been asked to do a lot. And I think they have done a lot and continue to hang in there and fight. And, you know, on the toughness meter, I think they're moving up a notch or two. I really do. I think we saw it Saturday.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, Barry Brown, Kamau Stokes, both roommates, both, I think, similar types of players in terms of their importance to this team right now. I mean, I had someone tweeting at me after the game when I had mentioned that Kamau Stokes played 36 minutes more than anybody else, and someone said, man, I think he's by far the most important player on the team. I mean, I would argue maybe DJ Johnson, but that's kind of the point. You know, there's multiple guys here that you can make that argument, and different people see it, and those two are definitely in that group.
Well, in our post-game, we always pick an offensive player, and I think Stan appropriately picked all five starters Saturday just because there really wasn't a whole lot of numbers difference, and I thought it was really well done. I mean, we don't have to go through the numbers, but I'll just say this part and then quit. Everybody in the starting lineup scored between 13 and 15 points. I mean, I really think that a lot has been made of, you know, coach has talked about it, I've talked about it, the versatility of this team and so on and so forth. And in the same breath, they talk about, well, yeah, but they don't have a go-to guy. Okay. But I think in this particular case, we've seen enough from more than one guy. Maybe it's okay to have one or two or three options there. Maybe some people will disagree with that, and I'm okay with that. You know, with KU, game on the line, we know Frank Mason's going to hit the ball. Not sure we know that about this group yet, but we're not through with the season yet either. We'll see. I think we're starting. I mean, we saw it Saturday where I think Coach even talked about it in his post-game press conference after visiting with radio that you can make an argument that all five or six guys made a play at the end of the game. And that's what you want. That's how you beat people.
That's sort of what I was saying, too. You know, it's not just the five, but Corby Irvin, even Isaiah Maurice came off the bench, hit a jumper. I mean, everybody, you know, had a moment or two that was big at the very least. And we didn't know how much we were going to get in terms of moments from Kamau Stokes heading into that game. He had the somewhat scary ankle injury at the end of the Oklahoma State game. Probably scary more so in just the fact that people have flashbacks to last season and the knee injury. But still, I was thinking he'll probably try and give it a go, but it's the worst team in the league probably to be rolling into with an ankle injury with how much movement and cutting you're going to have to do with their press. But Kamau Stokes played as many minutes as anybody, 36. Both he and Dean Wade and Wesley Awundu all hit the 36-minute mark. He had 50 points, 3 assists, a couple of rebounds, 3 steals. That was a heck of an effort from him. And he really wasn't budging much after the game in terms of saying, hey, yeah, I was really hurting. I had to tough it out. I had to gut it out. Which is another thing, too, that maybe goes along with some of the leadership. I mean, he was just, it's fine. I wanted to play. Made sure I was ready to go.
Well, I think that was the major thing that he was trying to get across in the press, because he followed, you know, some of the others there, as you know. And it was all about, I just wanted to play. I was willing to do whatever it takes to get ready. And I'm certainly paraphrasing. He didn't say it like that. But he was willing to go in there Thursday morning at 1 a.m. after we landed from Stillwater and work with Luke Sauber, and was in there, I think Coach Weber said he was in there 6 hours or so Friday. And then after that, went to Bramlage and went through some running and cutting and to test it out. And you know, I'm sure he probably went home and iced it after that. So it's like anything else. If you want it bad enough and you can, you know, kind of get loosened up and handle a certain amount of pain, probably going to be okay. And he looked more than okay to me.
He did. If you would have just planted me to watch that game and ask, do you think anyone had any injury? I mean, you wouldn't have been able to tell that Kamau Stokes had any kind of issue going on. And here is a little sampling of what he had to say, just brushing off that it really did not bother him too much.
Well, during the game, I really wasn't worried about it. You know, it's a thing that's going to bother you sometime, but you just got to play through it, especially in a game like this.
And didn't really even look like he was wearing too much in terms of protection on the ankle either, which is probably a good sign.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of that. I think that's an accurate statement. You know, a lot of times there's a pretty good little tape job there, and usually if it's quite severe, you're going to see it bulge out quite a bit. That really wasn't the case here, which I think goes back to what Coach Weber told us on Friday, that the one fortunate – might have been Thursday with the media thing, but anyway, the point is his message was is there was not a lot of swelling with it, which was a good thing. That, I think, gave Kamau an opportunity to go through what he did and get ready to play and then perform at that kind of level.
You know, another thing, too, while I'm thinking about it, as nonchalant as he was about the ankle injury, he's also a guy that's just pretty even keel with his emotions, mm-hmm. Seemingly most of the time. And that was the same case here after the game. He was not necessarily in a mood to throw a party, you know, for the team for winning that game. Says that they've got a lot more work left to do.
For us, it means a lot, but we gotta keep pushing, you know. You gotta keep pushing, and you gotta constantly fight your way up, you know. Every game is a big game, especially in this conference, and then you can't take any game for granted.
Certainly like the attitude. I mean, that's kind of the way he is most of the time, so mm-hmm. I don't think that's just giving it lip service.
Yeah, I think as we sit here and talk about, you know, he and Barry and how they've continued to grow as players, as representatives of the team, kind of in some cases spokesmen for the team. I think we've seen a lot of growth there from both of these young guys. I can't stress enough to you how hard it was on both of those guys going through last year. And yet, I think they appreciate it now more so than ever for what it was. You know, in Kamau's case, unfortunately, there was injury involved with that, and the season cut short after 21 games. But with Barry, it continued to almost change roles 21 games in and play a lot more point, play a lot more minutes, play a lot more shorthanded, probably take more criticism. I mean, there was a lot of things rolling through the old river there, if you will, that I think had and with Kamau being on the side – when he is a pretty competitive cat now, I'm just telling you. And when you're sitting on the side, it hurts. You could see it in his face. And so they've, even though it's just, you know, one season and 19 games, I think you would agree with me that both of those guys have been through a whole lot. And certainly not finished products yet by any stretch just because of a 2-0 week. But that 2-0 week is progress. I guess that's the point we're trying to make.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's definitely fair to say that they've been through more than what a lot of freshmen have. You think even on this team, you know, I mean, guys like Isaiah Maurice, they've been around for basically as long, but just mm-hmm. so much less in terms of on-court experience and just the trials and tribulations that those guys have been through. Coming up here on Wildcat Insider, we will keep the K-State men's hoops conversation going. Well, Wyatt is still here for hour one. We'll look at the week ahead, a big one in Ames, Iowa, coming up tomorrow, and then a tricky one at Tennessee to end the week. We'll see what K-State has coming up when we return here on Wildcat Insider.